Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Jess, I know we haven't really mentioned it too much, but this is your last day for about a month.
Are you making a joke? Because I feel like I've talked about it nonstop.
You've talked about it off air a lot, but you are going on a month-long honeymoon, mm-hmm. and we're all jealous and hate you, but we're also very excited for you. And a few people have started asking the question, well, what's happening
for the radio show? I wouldn't just leave you by yourself, Timmy. I'm not that cruel.
I wouldn't be shocked, but we're very, very excited. Like that, it's not unofficial, but we can officially say the person that is going to be warming your seat for you. It's not an unfamiliar voice. It is someone that Geelong has known for a very long time. Sarah Marie. She joins us now on the phone by my part-time co-host, I guess. Hello. I feel like it's like my girlfriend's in front of my wife.
I know. This is a very That's weird exactly situation. I feel like I've set my husband up with a new partner. It's very strange.
How good of you to set them up with someone who has a very similar cackle to yourself, Jess.
It is handy. That was one of the prerequisites.
Yeah, yeah. Essentially, Sarah Marie, I feel like you are just like a blonde version of me. Like, we're very, very similar.
We are incredibly similar. And in fact, when we recently caught up, I was having a look at your engagement at wedding band. I was like, hold the phone there. We've really got similar designs.
We essentially have the same
Our
ones.
Wedding rings as well. Yeah, it's very, very similar.
If you've just, like, if you're listening and you've moved to Geelong in the last couple of years, you might not know Sarah Marie. Sarah Marie used to do breakfast with Tom from the Brekkie Show from a couple of years. And we're all going to learn about this next week, Sarah Marie. Mm-hmm. We'll get you to kind of do a bit of an intro. But familiar voice for most people, I imagine, listening. But Jess was the real reason, honestly, that you're on the show today, because if I'm more offended than anything that this is happening.
I just thought it was wise to give you a bit of a heads up, Sarah Marie. I've worked with Tim now coming up to 8 years. We're about to have our 8-year anniversary. So I think I know this man probably at some points better than his own wife does.
Yeah, that's fair.
We spend a lot of time together. So I thought I'd give you some heads up, you know, things that you can look out for, you know, in the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Because I've known Sarah Marie for a couple of years, but like obviously not to the extent that I know you, Jess.
Co-hosts are very weird, like, relationship.
And sorry that you had to work with Tom, Sarah Marie.
Yeah, we do apologise.
Meaning to talk to you about that. But Jess, what have you got for Sarah Marie?
Okay, so if Tim's having a bad day, here's ways you can manage him. He enjoys, like, a pink donut and a Pepsi Max. That usually peps him up a little bit.
Can I just ask, because there's multiple flavours now of Pepsi Max, are we just going to straight? Or do you like to indulge in a vanilla Pepsi Max every now and then?
No, I don't think I'm good enough to get those kind of extra flavours. So just to stand it. But I don't feel like you have to spend money on me. Like, it just hey, you go and champ will probably do. But I guess if things are in dire straits, a Pepsi Max and a pink donut will probably go a long way.
If he's having a good day, you'll know it because he'll be insulting you a lot more to your face. That's usually his way of showing how he loves you. And if you want to mess with Tim, there are several ways to do that.
Hang on, what? No,
he enjoys having his neck touched, Sarah Marie. He's really, really into his... He loves a good... if you just, like, walk past him and just poke him in the neck, he kind of enjoys that. That should send him down the good day territory. He also has
Sean's
a weird thing...
He's fully silent right now.
He has a weird thing with eyes as well. So if you touch your eye in front of him, he will freak out.
Right, okay. Well, lucky for you, Tim, I like to just live my life with very high hygiene standards, and I do not make direct phalange to eyeball contact.
Oh, you don't need to make direct contact. It's just like mere suggestion of it.
I swore.
It's all it really takes.
Sarah Marie, how available are you for the rest of the year? Because at this rate, I don't want Jess to come back. She's ruining my life.
How much is she touching your eyes?
It's a lot. That's like, if you touch your eyes while we're on air, I can't guarantee that there's not going to be a
swear. It's just
like
even just a finger towards the eye is all it takes.
Jess, look, I appreciate you.
Take with that what you will, Sarah. Enjoy the next 4 weeks.
Yeah, get some rest this
weekend. I love all of this advice.
Yeah, because we know you're going away for your 1-year anniversary with your husband. So get some rest this weekend and just I'm sorry in advance for that you have to deal with me for a month. But I think we're going to have a lot of fun and there's plenty to get done across Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarines. So Sarah Marie...
We are going to have so much fun and obviously I'm going to arrive with pink donuts on Monday.
Excellent.
Right. I'm liking this already. This is great. Sarah Marie covering Jess while she's on her honeymoon starting next Monday. Sarah Marie, see you then.
Thanks, guys. Have the best time, Jess.
Thanks, Sarah Marie.
This is Tim and Jess.
A big game for Geelong United tomorrow at Geelong Arena. Women at 5:07. Nana Wadding is the game. We do have tickets to the courtside box, but we're not going to chat about that right now because DeMarcus Gatlin, the captain, still joins us. Thank you very much, DeMarcus.
Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to these dilemmas.
All right. Well, let's get straight into it.
It's Dilemmas with DeMarcus.
DeMarcus, do the teammates come up to you and ask you for help with their dilemmas?
Not yet.
Not yet.
So, well, actually, last year, I think they used to tune in quite a bit.
Because you were being pulled up because you didn't pay your end of season trip fees.
Oh, man, yeah, you're just putting all my business out today, aren't you?
Bring that up again, Tim.
Sorry, it's 2024. We need to move on from how DeMarcus never paid his team fees to go on basketball trip. That's fine.
He paid him. It was just late.
We need to move on.
You can send through your dilemmas for DeMarcus at our website, krock.com.au, or at our socials at krock Geelong.
Got a couple today.
Tim, this one's a doozy. We're gonna rip the Band-Aid off. This one's probably the toughest one, DeMarcus. Dear DeMarcus, I think my boyfriend is cheating on me. I have no proof yet, just a good feeling. We have been dating for 3 years, and all of a sudden he started going to the gym regularly and freaked out when I picked up his phone the other day. He's always busy and suddenly has no time for me. I thought maybe soon we'd be moving in together, but I feel like he's drifting away too much. How do I talk to him about this?
A very easy way is just to ask.
Ask! Just ask straight up.
I don't think that he's going to be 100% honest with you, to be completely honest. But if you're feeling some type of way, I wouldn't ask if he's cheating on you. I would just say, like, hey, I feel like you've been a little bit distant. Is everything okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why are you going to the gym? What's up with that? You never did anything before.
And then this is the little devil on my shoulder talking right now.
Oh, here we go.
One day you guys go out, have a few drinks, go through his phone. Go through it. If you want to know for sure,
you need the proof.
Now, you have to be prepared for the consequences that come with that.
Because if that's a miss, that's a big miss.
It's a big miss. It's a big miss. Hey. And even if it is, like, if it actually happens and if it's true, the very first thing he's going to say is, why would you go through my phone? Doesn't matter if you got caught or not.
Well, I mean, literally, DeMarcus is saying you got to shoot your shot. That's what he does on the weekend, so that's what this person's got to do in their
life. Have you guys ever had, that suspicion of a partner?
Absolutely. I had dreams.
Dreams?
And I remember one time, and I never want to own it. I'll never do it again because I felt like a woman doing it, honestly. And I jumped out the bed, and I army crawled to the other side of the bed, and I went through her phone. And still to this day, I regret it.
You know we're live, right? Like, this is
we
can't.
I know, Tim. You're talking about you airing out his laundry. Here we are.
You're adding yourself at this point.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, all right.
Very long.
Ooh, okay.
Well, not as long as 2023 with those fees. Am I right? That's not so long ago. DeMarcus, this is an interesting one. We spoke about it on the show yesterday. We got a voice note from someone named Beth from Grovedale. She's got an issue with her boyfriend, so listen in for this.
My boyfriend has recently started growing out his moustache, and although I love him, I think it's gross, and it just looks wrong, and he does not have the head for it. But how do I tell him?
Have you ever done a moustache?
This is about as much as you
can. You've got a full beard. If your partner didn't like your moustache, DeMarcus, if they came to you and they said, D, it's not for me, D, what would you say?
He'd command a roll out of it.
I'd shave it. I mean, because at that point in time, I'm only trying to impress her. So
right.
Yeah, wow. I would shave it. I think if you just tell him, please, shave it.
What if you look really good with a moustache?
Or you stop giving him kisses.
Oh,
and say, the moustache is bothering me.
Yeah. I like the devil on the shoulder.
Me too.
Like the little angel.
I'm feeling good
devil.
Today, guys.
This is great. Jess, do we have time for one more?
Yeah, I reckon we can go one more.
Okay, go for it.
What is a good way, dear DeMarcus, what is a good way to celebrate a joint 13th, my daughter, and 40th birthday together tomorrow?
Bring them down to Hoop City.
Yo!
That was a great segue.
Bring them down to Hoop City. Well, you work there, so yeah. What's going into your back pocket?
What's going on at Hoop City?
There's also a bar called Blackman's on the backside of it.
Yeah.
That is kid friendly as well. So you guys come down,
we love Blackman's.
Have a few shots.
That seems like a great birthday.
How many plugs do you need? You're asking. You know what? He's asking for clients to come in so he can get that money to pay back the fees from last year.
Tim,
I'm figuring it out.
Tim, careful. He might commando roll out of here.
I don't know. My phone's locked. I'm going to put it in a lockbox.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait. Sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
And as adults, Jess, or teenagers, kids, all of us are human beings. We all face adversity in our lives, mm-hmm. some on a greater scale than others. I really should have got DeMarcus from Geelong United to stick around because I feel like he would come up with adversity like literally day to day.
And he's great at solving problems.
Yeah, he is. So I feel, I don't know, but it's hard because I've come to you for a bit of advice or just to bring something. And like we've just had the king in here.
Yeah.
And now the Joker, the jester.
The dunce.
So, and this is something that, look, a week ago, I really set myself up to fail, essentially, because I needed to, 2024, we're trying to be more accountable. That's what the year is, but the year of accountability. I said to you, look, this all happens at one point in our life. I feel like stereotypically for males, you go, I'm going to grow my hair long.
Sure.
Tried it for 10 years. I always like wuss out when it gets to that awkward length. And I said, Jess, I need you to keep me accountable. There needs to be a punishment. There needs to be something. You made me sign a contract Monday on the show.
And then you complained about it. You literally asked for it.
Yeah.
And I did it. And then you complained.
Like, I understand. So if I cut, I'm not allowed to cut my hair until the 1st of February next year. So 2025. Because the last time I got my hair cut was that this year. So it's been a while. Hair's not even at the awkward stage. Mm. It's like pre-awkward now. And I'm 1 week in after signing this contract. I'd never ran this by my wife.
Amazing.
And so, and then like my wife doesn't listen to the show all the time. Like, you know, she's got, she runs her own business.
I don't think my husband's ever listened to
this show. Yeah, we got a kid. She got it. She could just go for a walk. She got other things to do than listen to this radio show. And that's absolutely fine. But she does hear stuff every now and then. So the other day we're at home. She goes, what's this about you signing a contract for your haircut, Tim? And I was like, oh, yeah, about that.
Yep.
And because she was said that a couple of days earlier, she's like, oh, do you, maybe you should book in for a haircut. And I was like, no. That'd be bad.
Oh, God.
And she's like, all right, yeah, sure. Is what it is. Like, you're growing your hair long. Like, it might look a bit silly. She definitely isn't keen for me to have a shaved head for a month.
Sure.
Which is the result well, if I do want to cut my hair.
There are three options. You're acting like that's the only one.
But that's the one. I'm not going to shave my eyebrows. You told me it takes 5 months for them to grow back.
It's 3 to 4 months. Don't be dramatic.
So,
and the other option is mutton chops, which I think would look great on you.
And again, like if you're listening, I don't know if you've had this like desire to have long hair. Like I'm still in my early 30s. I'm not losing my hair yet, but it's now or never. My hair's only getting more grey. I'm only losing more of it. And the grey thing is what I want to talk about.
Sure.
So there is a bit of salt and pepper on this dish.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's distinguished, Tim.
Definitely more noticeable, though, when your hair is longer.
Sure.
Because, obviously, there's more hair to be seen. My wife has started hinting at hair dye at this point. She's like, well, if it's going long.
Oh, my God, that's delicious.
No. Yes. It's, what's the opposite of delicious? Vomit.
What colour?
Well, she said the greys are very noticeable, in particular on the sides and around the back. I didn't know I had grey hairs at the back of my head, obviously, because I don't see the back of my head. Mm-hmm. Then she filmed like a little 360, like I was like a sports star on the weekend. It was like coming in now at 184 centimetres. And I realised that it's on the top, it's not so bad, but around the sides, it's that salt and pepper. And that's very common for a lot of people to get grey hair. I'm really not on board with the dyeing of the hair, but there's adversity a week in and I'm starting to get nervous that I'm going to be shaving my
hair. We have always talked to you about
bleaching the hair. I'm not bleaching the
hair. I think that is the natural next step.
I'm 31, damn it. I'm 31.
I bring you all these good ideas. You don't want to take any of them.
All right, don't cry.
I might add an extra clause into the contract that dyeing your hair blonde is an extra punishment.
Well, it's not off to a great start, so who knows? You might come back from your honeymoon. I might have a bald head already. I might have given up.
Stunning.
So, let's.
I can't wait.
But everything's going well at base camp, so looking forward to it. It is going to be a hell of a year.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
I had a thought the other day. It was yesterday morning. Well, it's actually every Thursday I have this thought. So swimming classes I go to with my 9-month-old son, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
He's great support. I feel like I'm really learning. ever since like I knew that my wife and I were going to have a baby, I was like so excited. We took him literally the week after he got to the age that he was allowed to go to swimming.
And you were like, me, I'll do it.
Yeah,
I'll do it.
Absolutely. My wife has literally never got in the pool with him for the training because I'm just like, it's my selfish dad thing that I'm doing at the moment at least. But It's every single week. Like, there's been a couple of times. Like, so when you take, if you didn't know, when you take a baby to swimming classes, they're like triple wrapped up in like a swim nappy, like a coverall nappy, and their swimmers on top of it. Like, it's just
right.
all compacted in
well,
there.
Well, because they don't know they're not supposed to pee in the pool.
Yeah, they got no idea. Or like, they might do a number two in the pool. Yeah. You just never know. And there's only been twice where after swimming, I've taken him out and I'm like, oh, that's some brown coloured water dripping out there.
Uh-oh.
But mostly, like, it's hard to know because obviously the nappies are saturated at the end of it. It's hard to know if the babies are weeing in the pool.
Yeah.
But I'm also looking around at all the adults that are with the babies. And I'm like, who's weeing in the pool? Like, we're all like...
Yeah, public pools are just gross, hey?
Is it that bad to pee in a pool?
Oh, Tim.
Oh, come on.
Okay, first of all, not only are you peeing in the pool and then just everyone's with your pee,
uh-huh.
right? But then you have to get out of the water and you know that you've weed on your bathers.
Well, no, because once you've weed, it's gone.
It's
just in the ether
gone.
Of the water. It's just in the water.
It's all over
no,
you.
It's different to wetting your pants.
It's exactly
wetting
your pants.
Hey, don't be punching the desk. Calm right down. As someone who's done both,
okay.
I can tell you feel a lot more wee on you when you're wearing your pants and you're not in the pool compared to when you're in the pool.
Now, see, I don't even wee in the ocean.
Oh, why? Who are you? Princess Diana? What's going on here?
Because it feels weird. Then you get out of the water and it's like... I've got wee all over me.
But you don't, because the ocean currents and the pool currents and the chlorine, it's got rid of it. I just think it's not that bad to wee in the pool. I've never weed in my son's swimming classes.
Sure.
But
you're a hero.
I can guarantee every other pool I've been in my life.
I've been in many pools with you. How dare you?
Sisters.
Yuck!
I got reminded of this is there's a story on mumsnet.com at the moment.
Yeah.
And this mum was on holiday and there was a swim up bar. And this is the whole one, this is the conversation
stuff. Oh,
started.
You never go to a swim up bar because like, there's definitely urine in that water.
People are sitting there for 7 hours
yeah.
and they've had like 12 drinks. They're most likely not getting out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I say? Pee your little ass off.
Tim.
Piddle, paddle, poop. Well, not poop, but you know what?
Yeah. he has a line.
Yeah, I'm not an animal.
The Queen of England over here.
I just think if you say you don't pee in the pool, you're lying. We all pee in, not like intent. I don't go in there and go, oh, just gonna go. All right, I'll jump in the pool quickly and have a bit of a wee. Like,
there is no universe where everyone pees in the pool.
I'll tell you what. Here's the golden secret though. I've definitely been in pools and not peed. It's just like if I need to go. Like, I'm not going yet. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Like, I can make it. 5223295 Is it okay to pee in the pool? I think people are so fake.
People need to call up and shame
They're
Tim.
So fake. Like, in public pools, I barely swim in public pools, but like, the chlorine does its thing. And in the ocean, that salt has turned that pee into salt water within 30 seconds.
Yuck.
Like,
and then the waves come crashing into my face and all of a sudden I've got wee in my face. I don't know. Because I don't know that you've weed.
Would you like me to tell you from now
Never
on?
Never. Tell me.
It's happening.
No.
5223295 Is it okay to pee in the pool? Lloyd from Armstrong Creek, a fellow creeker. Do you think it's okay to pee in a pool?
Of course you can. Why not?
Lloyd. Come on, Lloyd.
Armstrong Creek's just urine, actually.
Yeah.
That's what the creek's full of. What's Lloyd, talk us through it. What do you think, like, obviously, like, if you can avoid it, great, but there's no problem with, like, a tinkle here or a tinkle there.
I mean, for us fellas, like, we can sort of, you know, move it to the side, whatever, and we're not getting in our clothes anyway. But in saying that, we don't swim with our mouths open, do we? We have to keep them closed because we inhale a lot of water. And it's chlorine. So technically, when we get out of the pool, we still stink of chlorine. So you're not going to know that we whizzed in the pool.
Overpowers the wee.
And you still have to have a shower. Yeah, and you still have to have a shower after you go for a swim. So you're not going to know the difference that you did
I'm
it anyway.
I'm never going to a public pool.
We probably already do it every day.
No, thanks.
We're in the pool.
Lloyd, I used to have a lot of respect for you. I really did. Thank you so much for calling.
Like, we're all doing it. Stop pretending. It's a safe space.
I'm not pretending.
This was a welcoming show. We all
do you reckon my husband does it?
Oh, for sure.
Ew.
Floyd. I honestly think girls do it more than boys. Stereotypically.
You are lying. There is no way.
I just think you think you're too proper to be in the pool. Who do you think you are? La di da. Lloyd, we appreciate your call. P on PR.
No.
Definitely. Don't worry. Let it flow, Jeff. Let it flow.
Exactly. Maybe we need to write a song and encourage people that it's a safe time to go number one.
That was originally what Disney wrote that song about. Yes. It was Let It Flow, but yeah, they changed it last minute because no one pees in the pool.
Jess, you're so funny. I love you. I'll keep your secret close to the chest from one weir to another. Flow on.
This is Tim and Jess.
Jess, you've got a cat. You've had a history of cats in your family. Never, ever had a dog?
No, we've never had a dog as a family. We've had rabbits. We had pigeons for a while.
I don't think your dad racing pigeons means you're like, oh, come here.
We all named them.
Of course you did.
We had a cockatiel. Never a dog.
Just never got around, like the mum and dad weren't dog people.
Mum and dad always said that dogs were too much work and they didn't want the responsibility, which is fair enough.
You can just leave a cat for weeks on end and they'll probably thrive.
Cats fend for themselves. Yeah. They do,
Yeah, my dog's just a little bit of a wuss most of the time. But that's okay. I love my dog, Remy. But look, I'm probably not leaning in this direction. Apparently there's a group of pet influencers in Queensland. Oh. They're calling on the government to allow pets, all pets, on public transport. There's a petition that has now over 20,000 signatures directed at Australia's first dog, Toto Albanese. These are their words. Apparently, this is from the Instagram account of Basil the Corgi, who is one of the very famous Instagram pets. So here's the thing.
Love that.
You might be thinking, oh, these human being influencers that have pets. No, these are pets that have their own Instagram account.
This is my favorite thing because, like, people will speak as their pet when they post photos.
How would your cat, Penny, sound?
Be like, she's very posh, I assume. Like, meow.
No, like with words. Like, oh. I was following your lead on that.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, like,
that's
what would your cat sound like if it was doing an Instagram post wanting to be allowed on public transport?
Sure. She would be like, rights for all cats. Meow, I'm Penny.
I gave you a second chance at greatness there. And that was somehow worse than meow. We should have left it at meow.
We should have.
Basil the Corgi posted, I'd love to live the Corgi dream and make friends on buses and trains while safely in my backpack. Support the portition, pardon the pun, for uniform regulations for pets onto buses, trains and trams. Now, I wasn't aware that you weren't allowed to take. It makes sense, though, that you're not allowed to take.
I've taken Penny on the V-line once.
Well, because, like, I feel like trains are fine because, say, if you don't have a car and you need to take, like, say you want to go to the dog park and there's only one that's, like, you get on the train. To me, that's logic. Obviously, just don't be the, like, you wouldn't take your pet somewhere that you didn't think they could handle it, right?
That's it, 100%.
Because, like, I look at this. I look at that and go, great, if that's what you want, fantastic. I won't be taking my dog onto... Because
you don't like taking your dog anywhere where there's other humans.
Oh, no, because she wants to say hello to every human. Mm-hmm. And then after she's done that, she's like, do you mind if I murder your dog? Could I take your dog's life? Because I should be the only living creature that's an animal. So I don't think, like, and again, you're right, these people that set up these profiles, but like my wife, when we got our dog years and years ago, she's like, let's set up an Instagram for our Kelpie Collie.
Still got that?
I don't know how to delete it. I never posted. I never posted. My brother-in-law, he did the exact same thing. Yeah. They have Swiss White Shepherds and he did a dual account for the two dogs. And he's like, I'll make them famous. I don't think they've posted since 2017.
Yeah.
I'm interested. Like, well, do we want to see dogs and cats, rabbits, pigeons, turtles on buses at the Moorabool bus stop?
Yes.
Do we need to see
100%
it?
100%
do we need to see it on the trains? Like, you're getting off at Marshall. Oh.
Toto Albanese, it happen.
There's a geese. Let's get into a gaggle of geese on the train.
I think, look, everyone needs a support animal, Tim. It doesn't matter what kind of animal it is.
Yep.
To each their own.
And it's often, I think, back to a very famous quote from a very, very well-followed cat on Instagram.
Meow.
So, you know, we just have to keep that in mind when we are thinking about these things.
Yeah. Shut up.
All right. Well, I'm just trying to get the conversation started.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.